Yes, Marlene is here. Dorothy's Candies. How sweet it is. You got to have that turkey leg for Thanksgiving Day. Literally, figuratively, emotionally, and spiritually, it's good for what ails you. Nan Cohen, Total Talk. We're streaming live Metropolitan Window video screen. Click on KDK Watch. Of course, that YouTube channel. You should subscribe if you haven't. And she always is streaming on her Facebook page. Nan Cohen is the place you can see all of the excitement unfold in 3, 2, 1. Nan, good morning.
Bam.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So what'd you think of that photo I sent you?
It was very nice.
We're looking pretty good, huh? Come on.
I could use somebody sending me some photos just to show me a little love once in a while.
The one you posted?
Yeah, very nice. I go through for work now. I'm doing all this stuff. There's a lot of things happening with me and where I'm going and to be unveiled shortly here on the station. But as we move along, I'm always looking. They always want Rob attached to me because we have such a history.
so they
send me these photos, and it's one's better than the next, don't you think?
Well, they've been much better in recent years.
Yeah, they're getting better. I go back to I found one which I will surprise him with your alligator boots.
You did not.
Yes, I did. Yeah, the black ones. Yep. Yep. Now you look at his face.
Statue of limitations. Yeah. Am I good?
Really? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Gotcha.
Is it a surveillance picture?
No.
Wow.
No.
You
remember those boots?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, they were perfect. For those that don't know.
You have alligator boots. You can't forget those, ever.
Back in the day.
Were they red?
Well,
no, black.
Okay. They were black. But the funny thing about it is, if you know Rob Pratt, you know throughout the years, people that are close to him know that there were days that he used to change his clothes like 8 times a day.
Wow, Zowie.
Because he was busy. He was doing TV. Yes. He was running. Then he had to do another shot.
Yeah.
And so you're always on the go. But the funny thing about it was those boots, they carried him through 8 outfits in one day. Am I right?
Yeah, that's the security. Yeah. You're right. So, good days.
So Christmas and the spirit's picking up here. It's Christmas before Thanksgiving.
Light up night tonight.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
That's a big deal. But you know what I found out when I'm out and about talking to people? Not that I didn't know because of you and Robert, but this is such a cherished brand, Marlene.
Yeah.
People, I mean, they have to have this. That's what reminds them of the holiday. As soon as we start talking about it, this is what they connect to their holiday, especially people in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and I
do get many stories like
incredible.
The thing that I'm on, I've spent a lot of time, as we'll soon find out, going back with Dorothy's and the history of Dorothy's. I'm amazed that I didn't spend enough time grasping just what it is to truly have a small business here in Pittsburgh, because Robert, when I were looking, Robert Castell, the owner of Dorothy, we were looking through some photos there. And, I mean, his mom literally starting in her house, the basement of her house.
That's the wonderful part of it.
He has photos of her making this candy. And the ironic thing is, you know, it was so simplistic to her then. But the things that get faced today, you know, the incurring high costs and things that come in. But, yeah, we've grown. But, you know, it's a lot. And I often say to him, what would you sit down and talk to your mom about today? And that's, his perspective is tremendous. And that's kind of what he says, Nan, she would tell me to keep going. Because if, you know, this person comes in and that person comes in and we make their holiday. And your people could be listening and saying, really, it's a piece of candy? But it is. And I invite you to come down and share that experience. Because where do you get literally a piece of anything that you can taste?
That's true.
To be the exact same as it was 78 years ago. Mm-hmm. There's nothing compromised. You know, additives came along and preservatives came along and things to enhance and keep that on the shelf longer. And he said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still doing.
His mother is in his heart and he references her all the time. Yeah. And he doesn't want to change anything that she started and she loved.
Yeah. And it's
and the people love.
So let's tell everybody. I mean, it's a busy day. You actually kept me here in Pittsburgh because I was really ready to go away for the holiday. But Dorothy's open house is today.
Yes.
And Robert says, you've got to be a part of it. So he kind of gilded me a little bit. But, it's a privilege.
Well, you're a big part of it.
It's a privilege to be down there. So today is, this weekend is all about Dorothy. So, yes. Marlene, what's going on?
Well, today we have our open house, our customer appreciation days from 10 until 5. You could come in, walk around. We're filled with wonderful things for Christmas. We still have some things in there for Thanksgiving coming up next week. And we're going to be there tomorrow as well from 10 to 4. So we invite you to come down and get some deals going on. Nan will be there this afternoon, and you could get a tap on your shoulder and get a gift from her. She's all about giving you fun things and treats to taste and some gift card, possibly.
Yeah, and Robert said, Nan, make people happy. Just do your thing.
Oh, you do.
I mean, you know me, I'll talk to anybody. So it really works. I got my sparkles on for you.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll be sparkling down there today.
Well, people ask for you, too, when, you know, they come in and they'll say, well, is Nan here? Is she going to be here today?
Yeah.
You know, and they know you have surprises.
I love that because I was looking at the collection as we were putting some videos together for you guys for the mm-hmm. holiday down there at Dorothy's. And, wow, over the years, you know, people come back. I look at somebody that I took a picture with 10 years ago.
Oh, right.
And they're coming back asking for one, you know, another. Yeah. Where do you get that? And it's all about that pink building down there in White Oak. That's for sure. They all know that that's the pink building.
Everybody knows the pink building.
The pink building. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to have fun down there today for sure. I know you're offering discounts and just for the weekend and mm-hmm. You're gearing up. And I just got to tell you, for anybody in the last 2 weeks that has asked us mm-hmm. about a turkey leg, go get them.
Yeah.
Just go get them. What a unique piece. And
we've got one.
We got them. I mean, they're in high demand. I can tell you.
Wonderful.
Those turkey legs, you know, Robert said, because I never would have thought.
They're such a neat. It's a great conception. I mean, it's two pretzel rods. They put caramel all over to put them together. Then if you have the plain, you get it dipped in our premium chocolate. It gets drizzled with other chocolate. You can get M&M's on them. We have all kinds. I mean, you could just ask us, you know, and if possible, we can make that up for you. But then we have the ones where they layer with cashews. These cashews are all over the place. Then it's all dipped in chocolate again. And it's delicious. And it serves a lot of people.
Here's the other thing. We were asked if we can do that with something other than nuts.
Right.
For multiple reasons, children sometimes can't have the nuts. And so Robert went back and he figured it out. So he does a Rice Krispie version of that. He substituted the nuts out and put the Rice Krispies in for the turkey leg so that everybody can have it and enjoy it. And when we get those photos back of people with their tremendously amazing holiday tables and we see Dorothy's turkey leg on it, it's a home run.
Well, that's the fun part of this, too, because it is seasonal. We have them come in year after year. They're not talking to us all the time. They're talking to the person they're with. And we get to hear these stories, you know, as we around the store of how, don't you remember we had this last year? We're getting that this year. So-and-so loves this or, so you know, somebody from their party loves that. And that's such a good feeling to us. Because that is a tradition that they keep going, as well as I get the phone call from people, a lot of phone calls from people who have left the area and moved away, because we deliver throughout, ship throughout the United States, and they'll say, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't have this.
Yeah.
You know, or just even for Christmas, the stocking stuffers, because we do have little things that can go into stockings.
Yep, I agree.
People.
I absolutely agree.
And I feel the same way with our stuff.
Let's take that first break.
Okay,
Robbie, and then we got lots more to tell you about.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited.
Yeah,
all right, stay with us, folks. Much more to come. Dorothy's Candies, Nan Cohen, Total Talk. All right, back with Nan and Marlene talking Dorothy's Candies as the holiday is just about here. And once we get to Monday, it's nonstop until after the first of the year. Everything.
I think it's nonstop since Thursday, Friday this
week.
Well, but
the good thing that my kids, the only good reason that they're grown, because I miss them every second, is the fact that, and I do, but you don't have to do all that extra stuff because when you got small children, it's hard work, man. I don't know how my mom ever did it, to be honest with you, looking back.
Yeah,
that's true.
And they had no money. I mean, at least I had a decent living and made it a little bit easier. But man, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
And expensive.
Well, that's why you can go buy candy, which is expensive. Reasonable. Dorothy's candy. Everybody's happy. It's one size fits all. Everybody likes Dorothy's candy.
Well, I think, though, that it's the tradition. And we talk about, you know, things on the rise and the cost. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anybody, literally, if you're listening, I'm telling you, he sits with a pencil and paper and calculates out how he can control the prices of where things have gone to make this happy. And he does it for them. And, you know, when we hit those things like Small Business Saturday and, you know, Cyber Monday, you know, things like that, you got to think, you know, when they say shop local, these people, they've carried you, you know, step
that's
up.
True.
You know, from when I started, you know, I learned from those guys. I've always had this passion for these small businesses.
Absolutely.
It's the pulse of America to me.
I had that in my own family. My grandmother owned a dress shop for years and years, you know. And I would, after school, go down there and be in there and let's play with the cash register, one of the old time ones. And yeah, I watched her do a lot of that.
So I got to tell you what's going on, Mar. I really kind of kept it under the wraps.
Oh, but, what's that?
So, you know, if you've ever followed us on socials, we have one heck of a time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some confessions. It's almost like we have to write a book because we really don't eat all that candy that you think that we do. But
right.
But we do. We taste. And, you know, like I got caught with a Carmella the other day. There was just no eating the one bite. That was for sure. That literally just was made for me, you know, five minutes before I it was put in my hand.
Yeah.
But when people talk and, you know, they say, we have so much fun and, oh, I want to come join you. Well, guess what? You're going to come join us. And as if you didn't notice, because if you're looking on the stream, I started the last one off with her because I went, who's that girl? Who's that girl? Did you notice anything about Mar?
Come on, Rob.
Who's that girl sitting there? You don't get it? Mm-mm. Oh, look, she is back in rare form with that hair color.
Well,
the hair color.
It looks good.
The hair color says it all.
It did something for 7 years. It did it, and then it stopped. And I'm like, okay, that's and my girls. It's my girls.
So we say, who's that girl? And there she is. So, you know, we do have fun, and you know, people have asked. So we are going to be extending it. And we are going to bring somebody into the studio with us to do a radio show because they don't.
Awesome.
What is it like? Do you eat the candy the whole time you're there? Well, I guess you're going to come find out because it's really what you want to know is what we talk about and what we say when we're at commercial break. But you'll learn that because we're going to invite some people in to join us. We want to talk about your memories. We want to hear it from you because Marlene and I talk about it all the time. We're in the store and we hear it. Somebody came in and they bought 50 turkey legs.
Oh, yeah. Not just one person. Well, yeah.
So I had the opportunity. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I got to ask, like, okay, I say this on the radio and I watch it here, you know, whereas somebody would come in and buy one, now they're buying three because the popularity of them. And I said, I got to ask, you know, you come in, you take 50 off the shelf and you're leaving with them. What are you doing with them? She turned around and she said, well, Nan, I want to be like you. I want to give them out just like you do. And I'm like, you're kidding me. She's like, no, it's the most unique thing to make people smile, make them happy at the holiday, and they're just not going to walk in anywhere and find it. And she says, I just give them out. I keep them with me. And 50 she bought. And I'm like, we should pull our cars up together and really do this right. And
and one leg serves many.
Yeah, correct. She said, I carry them through Thanksgiving, through Christmas.
Right.
And she did say to me, she said, is there a chance I could have them made at a different time of year? And I said, oh, now. I'm always the person, I've always been this way. I like to do the unexpected. You know, everybody expects the Christmas gift or they expect it during, you know, whatever it is, your birthday. I always like to do the stuff in between. And so that's kind of was her and I said, I think we might be related. But I was so thrilled. And I think to myself, you know, Rob, isn't that odd that you get to the place where you get to talk to somebody just like that when I show up? You know, I could have been there earlier, I could have been there later, but she was there when I had come in and I thought, oh, wow. So yeah, the Goodwill Ambassadors of Turkey Legs.
Oh, I love the good feeling that the people bring in the store, you know, especially at the holidays. They all love the chocolate when they come in. That's why they're there, you know, to get what they love. But when it's the holidays and they're walking in and everything is all set up and they get excited. And that's what I was talking about before. You hear the stories between them. You know, there's this thing, we gotta have this. Remember, we gotta have that.
Oh yeah,
you know,
for sure.
They'll be asking, and this is new. You know, it's wonderful. It's a good feeling for us because it's a lot of work. You know, but we enjoy it.
I don't think people they see the product in the at the end, but what goes through how it's made.
Oh yes.
And when we tell you it's hand dipped, it's hand dipped.
It is hand dipped.
So, he's given us more fingers over
two
there.
Fingers.
Two fingers.
2 minutes, long time.
Two fingers. Well, I can tell you this. I was given permission to give a couple turkey legs out today.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, I've got a whole, I don't even know what they have for me, but, well, I'll have fun with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Marlene, we're going to have fun with it because we've stripped down a couple turkey legs.
Right.
They wanted to see what they look like without the chocolate before they get dipped in caramel. And actually, I should probably go back and video somebody making them.
Yeah, they're pretty neat.
It's a process.
It is, and I have watched them, yeah.
Because they're ever, like I said, when they're made by hand, you can't really conceive it, how she has to make sure every nut is in there. Every cashew is placed perfectly.
It is, right.
The way the chocolate gets drenched. You can't have too much on one side if you can't hold the weight on the other side. But I do think that it's interesting, but again, they just care when they're out there in the store ready to eat. Yeah. So, all right, well, I will be down there. I've got some things to do between this show and when I get down there, about 12, 15 or something like that.
Yes, right, sometime after 12.
And
right.
I never really say when I'm leaving. Yeah. But
well, you're going to be coming in. I'm going to have to be going out for a little bit. Then
you'll be back. Yeah.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, I got to get, I have to head to a podcast to taping this afternoon. But yeah, I'm on a roll today. So we're going to keep on going. And I'll be back there tomorrow, I heard. He snuck that in on me, too.
Oh, fantastic.
Later in the day, I heard.
I don't know exactly what the time is.
Well, since you kept me here in Pittsburgh, I might as well just head back.
You might as well. And yeah. Did you hear that, Rob?
I heard that.
Forget Florida. Yeah, okay.
Oh, Florida's there. You are another part of Florida. I mean, you're always in Florida.
Let us take a pause for the cause.
Let's do that.
And then we'll come back and spend a little bit more time with Marlene and Dorothy's Candies as the countdown is underway for the holiday season. The 64th annual Pittsburgh Light Up Night is hours away. So that definitely means the holidays are upon us. Rob Taylor, next with the news at 7:30. Then your Pratt Pack continues for Saturday morning on KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. So you got the turkey and then the turkey legs from Dorothy's Candy Open House there today. Just an exciting time of year. Always exciting talking Dorothy's Candies with Marlene and your host, Nan Cohen.
I'll tell you, a day after Thanksgiving is, you know, obviously the day Mel passed away. And so I remember, you know, how he loved, he would wait like a kid, you know, for the cranberry bark.
That's it.
You remember this? I mean, he would be like, "Oh, I'll take that first box that comes out," you know. And he just enjoyed it, and like he knew, no, don't ask about that at Easter time. You know, you're getting that. You know, and then he would always say to me, "Well, if there's any left, you know, you could always bring home a box or two." Yeah. But people do love this stuff. They love the seasonal stuff. Listen, you know, at Dorothy's, we listen. You talk. You wanted that s'mores bark. You loved it. You loved it. You loved it. It's there. We kept it all the way through this season because they just want to keep it going. It was a seasonal thing. It was supposed to be through the summer.
When you came in, Mel used to sit in the back with me at the table while you were doing the busy stuff up there. And he would talk about some of those things sometime. And he would hear me on the phone with people and the ordering. And he would mention, goes, "Wow, yeah, that's a lot. There's a lot going out."
Well, he was always
fun.
He was always amazed that he would always say, "Did Mar get that great apricots and pineapples?"
Yeah.
You know, and he would laugh because he would say it's like a fruit salad. It's the way to justify eating that. You know, he'd have the chocolate covered cranberry, and he'd have the pineapple, and he'd have the apricot.
I got to tell you how it made me love those fruits. Oh my gosh, the apricots, pineapples, blueberries.
But people don't understand when we say an apricot because. When you see the size of this, and this isn't pieces chopped up in there. And listen, the place you get the apricots, I mean, she has this shipped from across the country.
Yes.
And he will not use anybody else's. And it's amazing. We got the blueberries. We got, you know, he does what he has to do. Yeah. And, you know, we talk about the cranberries. When people bite into that, they're like, "Well, that's not pieces." No, whole cranberries.
It's
whole cranberries. Like, he doesn't skimp. Yeah, could he cut those down and buy the smaller? He just won't do it. Mm-mm. And yeah, I think about that because this was his season with the cranberry bark.
Oh, it's Christmas time. We have cranberry bark, peppermint bark that we created this time, you know, the dark chocolate peppermint barks too. I mean, there's something for you there, you know, you can find so many great tastes.
And we talk about the Carmelo. Carmelo down there has taken off, just like the, you know, cherry cordials, a life of its own.
Oh, there's delicious. People, you created that one.
The Carmelo was the Easter favorite in, you know, the small famed eggs. And people just kept, they wanted them. And now it's a regular, it's inserted into the whole product line for the whole year. And, you know, that's what I ate the other day. I literally could not control myself with that.
Yeah, they're good.
And the week before, we may have had some issues off camera you didn't see with what I was eating. But I have to say I'm a sport, you know. Coconut, not my favorite. Rob loves coconut.
It's one of my favorites. They're delicious.
Yeah, not Nan. But I do it for you. I take it for the team. But you got me on the other thing a couple shows ago. But yeah. So we were talking the other night. We went to dinner. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell the story because it really brings back really funny memories. Rob, do you remember this day? I was here with the owners of, at that time, Bob and Marty came in.
Yes.
We're sitting in the studio and we were talking about truffles.
And oh yes.
And they had just brought out their truffle line. And Marty, Robert's wife, says to me, "Oh, Nan, you have to try this. It's a rose. Pick one out." And you know the flavors. I mean, they're extraordinary. The Grand Marnier, I mean, the truffles are amazing. Rob, she says, "Taste the rose one." Mm-hmm. Rose. I'm like, okay. Oh, so there's a rose on top. So I had no idea. There's a little pink rose that's on top of the truffle. I'm thinking, okay, that's as good as it gets, right? No. I was sitting over here. Those are the days where I sat. Mm-hmm. They were sitting where you are.
Right.
And you're talking and I bite into this and I totally lost it because not only did the rose truffle taste like rose, it smelled like rose.
Wow.
And you were sitting there, and I lost yourself.
That's right.
I couldn't imagine what was in my, it was so amazing. And you go, "I don't know what's going on with Nan over there, but we're going to let her enjoy that," which is what she's doing. And I did. I remember sitting, and I was like, oh, my God.
Why am I eating?
Oh, my God. It was never, and to tell that story, because Rob definitely called me out. Thank God we weren't streaming at the time, but he did. And those things you cannot get just anywhere. And to be honest, people do call and just want the rose truffle.
Oh, we do. We package the whole box in rose truffles. We get a lot of requests for those.
Yeah. The experience of what he does and how he works with the product and how he develops the product, it's just amazing. And he uses his own background, you know, in science, and he figures out and he knows how to make things.
He's a very intelligent
But the
man.
Essence of that rose truffles, and it was such a good memory. We were sitting at dinner and it just came up. Yeah. Or somebody didn't know. Mm-hmm. They didn't know the story. I'm like, oh, let me tell you this. So that's kind of cool.
You're doing a cool version of the story.
Well, I was out of it. I mean, literally, he went to commercial break. Rob finished up the segment and I was like, I think I made him taste one. Or he went for the Grand Marnier, I think. But yeah, that's... Yeah, funny how Rob's always around a memory of the past, but yeah. So today, I can't wait to get down there. I've been doing this for a couple years for you. I love meeting the people. I want to hear the stories. I want to take photos. I want to do videos. You going to be back for that? Will we go live?
I'm going for a wedding try on with my daughter.
I wanted to see if I could get you to say it. Now there's a happy occasion. Where she's going to be.
Well, why I say it is because it's nothing I'm in control of.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with her and the rest of the folks. And
is this her first time?
This is her first time trying on, going to a salon and trying on gowns.
So we were, you know, commercial break. What do we talk about? We're talking about memories of holidays and this.
Wait till
the first time you see your daughter standing there in a wedding.
I've already tried to envision it in my mind, and I start. You know, you can't. She just showed me her shoes she got yesterday. Oh my gosh!
It takes your breath away. But that's what we're talking about: creating those memories. Rob's over there, like, oh, here she goes again.
Each new thing we do is just another hit. Like, well, okay, I'm telling myself, Mar, you know this is really happening, you know, and it's such a great feeling. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So that's hence the new color.
And she's totally independent. The I got to go with her schedule, what she's doing. I told her, I said, get the latest you can. And that was it. So I have to kind of leave a little bit in and then come back when we're done. It's her schedule there, you know.
Oh, I'll just be waiting there. I'll be grabbing people left and right. But
I'll be there tomorrow.
So I say, who's that girl? There she is.
It's wonderful. Thank God there's some wonderful things in life going on.
So let's talk about that shipping department down there. Dorothy'sCandies.com is always on. If you can't make it down there, get going. Get on there. Mar heads that department up. She watches everything that goes on.
Yeah.
So kudos to you for that. The discounts will apply.
Yes,
for
it's
the
$9 shipping per dress. So, I mean, this
load
is.
Load it up.
Take advantage. It's fantastic because the post office, what happened there? Gone up 3 times in a year and a half or something. It's amazing because we do get a lot of calls. And to each address you ship to, if it's $500 like we get sometimes, it's only going to cost you $9.
Yeah.
When that would have been a pretty nice penny post office wise.
Yeah.
You know, so this is your time until tomorrow night, Sunday night at midnight.
Mm-hmm. One more segment. Let's do it.
We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Nan and Marlene, Dorothy's Candies, Nan Cohen, Total Talk, the final segment.
Oh, God, you got to love when we're off the air. So I guess I won't be going early or late January to Florida now, too.
There's FaceTime.
It just keeps it coming. Keep me here in Pittsburgh.
There's FaceTime.
Well, I got to get to New York, so I will be up there, but yeah.
I'm going to New York on December 21st.
Yeah, so I'm going to head up there. And how long are you going to be there?
Just overnight.
Going
up early in the morning and then coming back later in the day, the next day.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you stay? You want to go up and stay a little bit?
No, because we'll be super busy at work.
January?
No, December.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what? Wouldn't it be nice to talk some candy?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have the candy with us in New York. What's the worry about?
I'm going in December. Yeah, we're going to go.
Okay. I'm like, all right.
All this delicious candy. Let's talk about it.
Oh, my gosh. So much. And look at look at the wonderful displays, some of the displays that we have. Look at that Christmas tree there filled with the mini pretzels. And, you know, there's such neat ideas come out for these particular holidays.
Yeah.
You're not going to see that in February, but it's kind of neat. And we try to do something different each year. And those people who come into the store, they just love it. They love seeing it and they'll try it. So
well, I got to say, you know, when we do these shows and we do this, you know, Bob Castelli, owner of Dorothy's, is so gracious. He just worries, you know, if you want that peanut butter pretzel, you're going to have it. You want that potato chip log, you're going to have it. Cherry cordials. Rob, you like cherries too.
I
have never seen so many cherries being made.
Oh my gosh.
That's a process.
It's a week long.
So I'm going to be the Debbie Downer for a second. Mm-hmm. And Debbie Downer in me today says, I literally, and Mar, I know you do this when you got to fill those orders with your team of people. Well, yeah, it makes you sad when people can't get what they want. But, you know, while we talk about traditions, you know, people used to walk in and one turkey leg set the table, right? Now people walk in and there's two. They got more people at the table. They got one at one end, one at the end. So then it went to two. But now you're also looking at it when it comes, you know, people walk in and, yeah, the shelves are stocked and they're going to be restocking them all day. And,
right. You
know, in a small business, you're constantly making more. If you want these things, all you got to do, it's so simple. Call.
That's the store. You just might have to wait till you could pick them up.
Well,
possibly.
But you know you're going to get them.
That's what I mean. If they come in, they're not there. Just put in an order for them.
It'll happen today. The turkey legs. Yeah. I guarantee you by the time I leave, they'll be, you know, and they're going to be in the back making more. But you know, people that do call, they get theirs pulled right out for their order.
But see, you know,
before they hit the shelves, because
you know what's nice about that is it's because we do them by hand. We don't have some big machine that's making things as they go through. So, and that takes time. You know, the group of wonderful chocolatiers back there making all of these things. So you're getting, in my mind, you're getting something a little more precious.
Well, and when you come in and you want to send those and you want to take advantage of the specials and the shipping or you know, the discounts of the day, you can do all of your holiday shopping today. You can tell them when you want it shipped. You can put it out there, get it done. But don't be surprised when you come in and you think you're going to take 10 of those off the shelf. somebody beat you to it before. And so I always say, I hate that disappointed, sad look. And we do that with the apples too. I mean, you can't make apples. They're, you know, the perishable stuff. You just can't.
We will have apples out there today.
You got to keep them out and going. But when you want them, and we talk about that, the apples, how many photos did we get last season of people sending us? Our DMs had all pictures, and they're beautiful. I wanted to be at everybody's table.
Yeah.
But those pieces work really well. But, you know, I do say, if the inside scoop is, if you really want this and you want that cranberry bark and you want those turkey legs, just put your order ahead of time and you're guaranteed to get them because, yeah, it's busy in the store. We keep those. It's amazing what the little elves do back there to keep that store stocked.
Yes.
But take the inside scoop that we give you. Just call ahead and tell them.
Yeah, we've said this on all of our shows, and that's wonderful because people have been doing that. They've learned that. Some people think, you know, well, it's Christmas. I have to call. I want it next week. I'm going to call now. No, I have people who will call in October and say, can I order this now for shipping? And I mean, absolutely. You know, and we know we'll get that made. We'll get their order taken care of.
I got to tell you, too. I think it's so cool that corporate gifts, we talk about corporate stuff. We've had more pickup on businesses here in Pittsburgh for giving them, you know, they get the turkey, they get the bonus, they get the this, but they want the Dorothy's. And what he's done, you know, whether it's the quarter pound box, the half pound box, the pound, the two, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Robertson, when those corporate orders call, you know, you'll do that for us?
I do a lot of that.
A ton of it. And their employees are thankful because they love their Dorothy's. So
and
it's
I love
all about Dorothy's
every
candies
year.
In Pittsburgh Day today, right? We got light up. We're going to be lighting it up down at the store today.
Yep.
It's the whole kickoff to their season down there. So I hope to see you down there. I'm getting there after 12, right?
Yes.
Keep reminding me that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
After 12.
Maybe even 11:30.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. That won't happen.
We're 10 to 5 today.
That will not happen, but I will be down there. I was told that I'll be down there late tomorrow as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And I think we're going to maybe go to someplace special down there for dinner afterwards tomorrow night, maybe.
Oh, I know where.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Tilly's.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to end that night at Tilly's, I think.
That's becoming a tradition for us, too.
Yeah.
And it's divine.
Yeah.
We look forward to that.
We've got a lot of stuff going down there with Dorothy's. I got a lot of time coming up with you.
I know. You'll be back next Saturday.
Lots and lots. We're going to do a friend show, too.
That's 16th of December.
And we're going to do that in December. So that's another tradition. Rob, I love you.
Love you, too. Love you, Marlene.
Yes, I love you, Rob.
All right. Let's take a short. And Robert, you're the best. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, it's Secure Money Advisors on the Money with Brian Caranta. Still to come today, the open enrollment period underway for Medicare through December the 7th. MediConnect, of course, the inside connection. Then the guys from True Value at 11 o'clock. All still today right here on KDKA. It's your Pratt Pack. Rob coming up next with the news at 8. And don't forget, Championship Saturday. We've got them all for you from AccuSure Stadium. Our coverage begins at 11 on KDKA.